2006, I got involved with the Iditarod. Basically around 2006, Greg Heister, who is our fearless leader for the Insider crew, was going to have me shoot some fishing shows, but he sent me an email saying, it's not fishing, but it's the greatest adventure you'll ever experience. Would you like to go shoot the Iditarod? And I thought about it for a half a second and said, I'm in, let's do it. So, yeah, that's about it. I'm here today and I'm still involved in the Iditarod because of the people, because of the villages, because of the people that I've seen grow up over the years and the relationships I've formed. And I love dogs and I love being out in nature. And when I go back, I get depressed. Being out here makes life better. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was 2008. When Lance Mackey was inside and Jeff King were both inside and they both went to sleep, or Lance acted like he went to sleep. He waited for Jeff to start snoring and then he jumped up and got out and didn't put his booties on, didn't put his jacket on, and he snuck out on Jeff. He ended up winning the race. Jeff was messing with him. He was on the horizon like he could have taken him at any point. You don't mess with Lance Mackey. That's my most memorable experience. What I know for sure is that I love my son more than anything else on this earth, and his name is Elam. He's named after that most memorable Iditarod experience.